The state of the Ag in the Classroom program still strong. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. For the past 16 years, Tennessee's Agriculture in the Classroom program has continued to deliver a vital message to elementary students all across the state. And that message is all about our state's number one industry, agriculture. The Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation steers the progress of this program through staff, volunteers, and hundreds of the state's dedicated teachers. Linda Davis of Gibson County is the group's chairman.
I would say that the Ag in the Classroom program in Tennessee is very strong. We're having a lot of success. We're getting a lot of materials into classrooms, and we're teaching a lot of teachers the art of teaching ag in the classroom.
Yesterday, the Ag in the Classroom Advisory Council met in Columbia as part of their annual report of activities from the program, and Davis says it's stronger today and more important than ever.
And I believe, and we believe, that if we do not start with children at a very young age, children who are going to be our legislators, our broadcasters, our journalists, they're going to be out here, and it's very important that they have an understanding. Just an understanding of what agriculture does for us every day.
This past year, 1,280 teachers from all across Tennessee participated in 38 workshops. The program provided grants for 31 county farm days and 20 outdoor classroom gardens. There are now more than 1,400 teachers that are considered ag ambassadors. And as we continue to be further removed from the farm, there continues to be a stronger need to educate our young people on the importance and role of the farmer and our ag industry.
We look at it as a journey. We're never going to be free of the need to instruct our kids about food and fiber.
Tennessee's Ag in the Classroom program now in all 95 counties and definitely making a difference. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.